Well, there is an old saying that a change is as good as a break. But for me, a break has actually been a good time to make a change. So, I say a change, just for the Woofing Possum podcast. So if you want to know more, stick around and I'm going to explain all. Hey everyone, it's Greg, your host, back with a little episode to explain what's coming with the Woofing Possum podcast. It's been ages. So long, in fact, I think I actually ran out of fingers when I tried to count how many months it's been since I did an episode of the Woofing Possum podcast. So I hope you've not been holding your breath, because I don't think I'll have many listeners left if you were doing that. So where have I been? Well, I won't bore you with all of that detail, but basically, loads of things have been going on. I've changed venues, we've got a puppy, all kinds of craziness has been happening, as well as just general life, and it's all been a bit mad. So I wanted to get back into it. It's been far too long and I want to bring the Woofing Possum podcast back, but I want to just change a few things up. So when we started the Woofing Possum podcast, I had a vision of it being fairly, if I'm honest, a little bit middle of the road. I wanted to provide people with, you know, some sound advice, have some chat with some great guests, and the great guests will still be a feature moving forward. That'll still be something I'll very much look forward to, inviting people on, having a chat to them and getting to know more about them, their specializations, and where they can help advise people even more. So that'll still be around. However, when it comes to kind of the advice and the topics and my general ramblings, I kind of want to change it up a little bit. Reason being is the dog world is crazy. Whether you are, you've got a companion dog in your life, whether you're a trainer, whether you're a professional, just in and around the world of dogs. It's a crazy world. There's lots of conflicting advice and stuff out there. And what I wanted to do was actually start to kind of maybe go over some old topics, obviously cover new topics, and I want to share kind of more of my opinions, my thoughts, my ramblings, and basically I really want to kind of start to generate some kind of healthy, rational, respectful debate about some of the more polarizing topics that go on out there in the world of dogs. So again, this is not kind of a soapbox thing. It's not about starting to just preach, you know, my true feelings about certain things. I still want this to be a fun, enjoyable podcast, but I do want to kind of deviate away from the textbook answers a little bit and really start to unpick certain topics and unpick certain kind of statements and thoughts and provocations, so we can really kind of get into the gritty of it a little bit. And what I'm hoping that will do is kind of spark a similar curiosity from your part, a desire to get involved, sending questions, comments, that kind of thing, so we can really dive into it. Because with a lot of stuff in the world of dogs, there isn't black and white, there isn't one simple answer, and even when we think there will still be some opposing views. And I think if we're going to do anything properly in life, we need to be able to discuss all sides of a conversation, taking everybody's opinions, whether we we concur with them or not. But that's kind of what proper rational debate is about. That's how we move forward as a society. It's how we move forward with a specialist area, and it's really how we actually start to really do the right thing and the best by our dogs at every opportunity. And if we kind of just plow along with blinkers on and, you know, real hard-held firm beliefs that can potentially narrow our field of view and therefore limit some of our options, then that for me is, in the long run, probably not going to be the best thing for our dogs. So we're going to start to dive into some of these topics. I'm going to explain maybe some things that are going on in the world of dog training that a lot of people might not be aware of. And we're just kind of going to chew the fat and stuff at every opportunity we can. And you'll hopefully see a little bit more of a different side of me. So less of the PC Greg and a little bit more of the kind of honest Greg. Because again, there's a time and a place where we can have that honesty. And for me, I think a podcast is a great platform to be able to do it. So folks, that is what is coming. I'm hoping to start recording new episodes very soon, and I'm excited to get back to it. If you've got any topics, any things that you would like me to cover, anything that you want a bit more of an honest opinion on from myself, then you know where to contact me. Head over to greatpaws.co.uk, jump onto the contact me page, drop me an email, and let me know what it is you'd like me to talk to about, and I'll absolutely dive in there. But for now, folks, thank you so much for hanging around. Thank you so much for subscribing, and I will be back with more episodes very soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to the Woofing Possum podcast. As always, if you do want to get in touch, you can find us on social media. I'm at GreatPawsNE, which is GreatPawsNE for Northeast, on both Facebook and Instagram. You can also contact me via my website, which is greatpaws.co.uk. And you can also consume some free online courses at greatpawsgang.co.uk. Excellent. Thank you very much, folks, and we will see you soon for our next episode.